Greetings, dearest child of the light. It is I, Michael, whom journeys to you. I am not that which is archangelic, but I am of your world in a time not as this. Journeying to you once more from higher awareness, as you elevate your perceptions, returning to the vastness of your spirit. And I see you, I know you, and we are everlasting, and that forms our bliss. I wish to touch briefly upon that which you have formulated between you in regards to the question of light, and to also bring into this that which is quite dear to you, the beautiful form and consciousness and sentience of the crystalline kingdom. For their relationship to light is, in fact, a unique one. And the biological light spoken of is quite different, yet interfaces seamlessly with the biological light of forms that are organic. It being not organic, its light differs in this regard, but draws from the same substance, so to speak, as we all draw upon, in order to sustain and to project physical form, yet also to perceive physical form. The communication possible with the crystalline kingdom is immense, as well you understand. And healers and spiritual aspirants, and even certain civilizations that you are aware of, have drawn upon the crystalline properties. The modern age is inclusive of this, as crystals are found everywhere within your technology. But the light properties are essential to the maintenance of your world, which is my world. That is why the crystalline kingdom proliferates. And though it is not organic, it is biological. And the communication made possible within the inner light field is extraordinary. And there is much that passes between clusters, naturally found clusters of the crystalline kingdom, that is instantaneous, that supports and monitors, for want of a better word, the light grid of your planet and its biosphere. When humans bring these to the surface, occasionally this severs, though that is a harsh word, the light link. But as with the way of light, it quickly relocates itself. But humanity does tamper with the natural formations that have their pattern that humans do not see. the pattern the clusters of the crystalline kingdom create about the globe. Water, you understand, is a great conductor. It is also a great conductor of light and energy. And in a literal sense, electricity. And there are many deposits of crystals within the deep, dark oceans that are not known. They work with the waters and help with their purity and form as an interface. Do you see? And though this is fascinating to the human mind, there is purpose to why I speak of these things this day, and that I come in the manner that I do. For you wish to expose those whom you shall work with to certain mysteries and miracles of life, so named because humans do not understand them fully. But of themselves they are not mysterious or miraculous. Everything of spirit and the seamless light that forms your dimension and every other is expectedly perfect, is anticipated to be incredible. Such is the mind of God. It is innate within the spirit of ourselves. It is our environment, so to speak. Light, the perceivable form of love, divine love. Just as fish swim in the oceans, we exist perpetually within the light. This you understand. And the physical realm does not differ from this. It is light fashioned into a particular perception of reality. It is the life force drawn from the light that gives rise to perception of organic matter and the elements. It is incredible. And the beauty is open-ended in this regard. The sentience likewise. The crystalline kingdom is known for its great capacity of amplitude. It amplifies things, amplifies energies, amplifies the intention of energies, which many healers bring to the idea of crystals as healing. But healing is not the primary focus of the crystalline kingdom. It is to sustain a light matrix, to use a human word, and to monitor it with its sentience. They are a form of living calibration. They are very, very wise. They are also a repository where light and its properties can be stored deep into the element structure of the crystal, such as has been found by your scientists and its use in technology. And soon humanity will indeed have quantum computing and other technologies that extend from this. And crystals will be part of this. Well, there is another to follow, so I will depart. And I am Michael.